The Lord commanded Israel to hold three feasts to him in a year. The first of these was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was broken into two parts, the Feast of Passover, which began on the 14th day of the first month, and the day after began the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as I've shared, which went from Sabbath to Sabbath, a period of 8 days. The second of these feasts was the Feast of First Fruits, and it began when the first green shoots of the harvest began to appear. The congregation of Israel, or the people, would take these green shoots and they would have the priests wave them before the Lord. This feast is broken into two parts as well, the Feast of Weeks, which begins on the day after the Passover, as we see in Joshua's time. Amen. And goes for a period of 7 weeks, or from Sabbath to the end of the Sabbath of those 7 weeks, it's 50 days. And at the end of that 50 days, there was a great feast held. And in the book of Acts, we see this as the Feast of Pentecost. After the Feast of Pentecost, there's another period of 50 days, another period of 7 weeks or seven Sabbaths. And from the beginning to the end is a period of 50 days. The third of these feasts in the year the Lord commanded Israel to join with him was called the Feast of Ingathering. It has three parts. On the first day of the seventh month, the trumpets, the priests would sound the trumpets and gather the congregation to hear the reading of the law. The second part of this feast was on the ninth and tenth days of the seventh month. It was the Feast of Affliction and the Feast of Atonement. Those two went side by side. Amen. The third of those feasts, part of that third feast, pertains to the Feast of Tabernacles, which began on the 15th day of the seventh month. It lasted for a period of 8 days. So praise the Lord, brethren, that those are the three feasts. The feasts in Scripture, of course, is when the Lord joins with his people. Amen. Where he is betrothed. That is, they come together as one. So it is also a feast is moves in a perpetual cycle, so that these things were continuously on the move, like the wheels and like the spirits that Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel chapter 1. Now look, when we move up from the law and we begin to look at these feasts in a more spiritual way, we see that the Passover pertains from the Passover from death to life. Amen. We see that this Feast of Unleavened Bread pertained to keeping the gospel of Jesus Christ without adding to it or taking it away, without adding our intelligence or our thoughts to what really the gospel means, and just leaving it as it is. The second feast really begins the dividing of the seeds of Abraham. The second feast pertains to the first fruits. These first fruits are identified in Scripture in Revelation chapter 14, verse 4, where it says, "These are the first; these are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins, that is, they are born like Jesus of the Word of God. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb." Amen. So praise the Lord that these first fruits are redeemed. To be redeemed means to be purchased. The Lord purchased these ones with his blood. And we see later on, not only in Revelation 7:14 and 20:21, we see that these 12 tribes with their father's name, are the kings and priests of God. Okay, now we see them identified in the prophecies made over Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as that line of kings that would come out of him. Okay, praise the Lord. Now we also see in the third feast, the Feast of Ingathering, one that pertains to the congregation of Israel. Amen. Not the priesthood, but the tribes of Israel. Those ones we shall see named in Ephraim. Now, the Feast of Ingathering began on the first day when the trumpets were sounded. And we see these trumpets sounding in the book of Revelation. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. His pattern of things, though, becomes more spiritual. And it changes in terms from glory to glory. What we see in this third feast, this Feast of Ingathering, is the trumpet sound. The law is read. We hear the song of Moses. We hear the song of Lamb in the book of Revelation chapter 15. Amen. We see the repentance and the blood. Amen. In that feast of affliction and atonement, the water and the blood go together. In the Feast of Tabernacles, we see that Jesus Christ promised he would dwell in his people. Amen. We see together then in this feast the water, the blood, and the Spirit being poured upon, being brought into, being dwelt within. Those that did not first believe, that had to be washed. And so now these congregations relate to the multitudes we see in the book of Revelation from all nations, which multitudes are seen in the prophecies made over Ephraim. Israel, the name of Israel, came upon the seed of Ephraim. They come upon the seed of those multitudes that have fallen through idolatry, amen, bowing to other gospels in the nations, washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. And all of that third feast pertains to how the Lord glorifies those lovely brethren. Now, if we lift up just a little bit further, and we see now these feasts more spiritual, we see them as the Lord's Christ. Amen. We see them one as the law, which brought death. Amen. And secondly, the second feast is like the gospel of Jesus Christ, which word was made flesh. And in it, the dividing we see in the seven church angel messengers, the dividing of the seven seals and so on. Praise the Lord. The third of these is like the gospel in the spirit when we hear these seven trumpets. The Feast of Tabernacle is the purging of the Lord's tabernacle in us, the purging of his word in us, which plagues cleanse his tabernacle, which plagues is seen, and which cleansing is seen in the Revelation chapter 15 and 16. So brethren, this tonight is a very brief introduction, just a very high level without touching on any real understanding and teaching. But in these things are the times and seasons of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his word in you, break it, this understanding in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.